Dryland peanuts in the southeast are in trouble. Rains have failed to come except for isolated pop-up showers, and peanut specialists are warning farmers not to waste any more money on some fields. Some have contacted the federal crop insurance agents, and adjusters have been called in to evaluate these peanut fields that are dry land. Insurance adjusters require some digging to evaluate the fields and then will advise the farmer on the next step. It's not widespread, but every day that rains do not come and temperatures remain in the mid-90s, the situation worsens on the dry land peanut crop. Meanwhile, irrigated peanuts look pretty good, but specialists say that continued applications of water will make the crop expensive, and contracts are still stuck around $425 per ton. But many farmers are not signing. They say if it does not rain, the prices should increase. The summer drought in combination with scorching temperatures have Georgia farmers feeling the heat, according to the University of Georgia climatologist Pam Knox. She said that now that the temperatures have risen and we're still not getting rain, it really puts a lot of stress on the crops. She said it looks like there's not a whole lot of relief in sight anytime soon. Parts of Georgia have been classified as D2 in severe drought by the Drought Monitor, an organization that tracks the country's rain deficits. This classification, it runs from Albany all the way to southwest Georgia. Another drought-ridden part of Georgia includes areas southwest of Tifton, they said. They said that crops have deteriorated rapidly, and the peanut specialist Scott Munford said this week about half of Georgia's 590,000 acres are farmed on irrigated land, and farmers with non-irrigated peanuts, however, are feeling the pinch once harvest season begins, which should be in the middle of September. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.